9:31 of the morning means it's time to visit with our good friend, Dr. Brett Ellis. It's Ask Brett the Vet time. We take your questions, if you have them, about your pets or just animals in general, every Thursday at 9:30, and check out everything going on in the animal kingdom. Dr. Brett Ellis is on the line and joining us on this Thursday morning. And I know he's been a busy fellow this week at the Greene County Fair, but at least it's not 1,000 degrees out there.
Yeah. We got... very lucky this week. You know, it was supposed to be 96 on Friday and humid, and that storm came through Friday afternoon and just changed the forecast. And fortunately, you know, we didn't even believe we had any chicken deaths this year from heat. You know, I mean, that's not an uncommon thing with those market hens. Are like, they're pretty much designed to live for 8 weeks and then be slaughtered, you know. I guess the proper word today is harvested, but,
same difference.
Yeah, same difference. And, we had great, plenty of fans in there keeping the air moving. And because it wasn't 95 and it got down, you know, the morning temperatures were down in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great way to start the day and keep that barn from heating up throughout the day with all the people there. Even with the cattle show last night, and the barns were packed fairgrounds were packed. It was a very good turnout last night. They had harness racing last night and harness racing tonight. So if you like to bet on the ponies, show up there. And excellent job by everybody. Animal health was very well maintained this year, so I'm very grateful for that. And I even had some time to eat at a couple places, so I thought I'd share my food pick
for
the Greene County Fair this year. So, you know, there's always the Polish sausage and the funnel cakes. Those are good at every fair, but finding the little boosts that you know, are local to your area are always kind of fun. So, the Ohio Cattlemen's booth, Greene County chapter of the Ohio Cattlemen, they have something called the Campbell Scramble, and it's a bowl of potatoes, eggs, sausage gravy, topped with a little bit of crumbled up bacon and cheddar cheese, and it is good. $6 and sticks to your ribs. Great way to start your day at the Greene County Fair. They serve those till 10 o'clock.
So it's like their version of a sunshine skillet from Bob Evans, but it's less money and probably tastes better.
And tastes better.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's that was my favorite. And then I went to Hawkins Family Barbecue and got a barbecue pork tenderloin last night.
Ooh.
$8.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness.
I heard about that. Is that the one that was behind the grandstands or around the track or something like that?
Well, no, this one's they do have one down there, I believe, but this one is over by the conservation barn across from the cattle barn.
Okay.
So, over in that, and those two are right next to each other. So, both there's the Ohio Cattlemen, and then there's Hawkins Family Barbecue right next to that. So those were my two favorites from the fair, so I just thought I'd share those.
And you're buying local.
Looking. You're buying local, too. Yep. They're grown local and sold local, so that's all nice.
So we hope that folks will get a chance to go out there and support the 4-H members as they're showing off all that hard work and you know, if you're a city guy like I am, you don't realize how much hard work goes into those projects.
Yeah. I mean, it's, the steers are a year-long project, and especially the kids that, you know, they do the calf scramble where those kids grow in there and try to tackle those 300, 400-pound steers and get them into the center of the ring. And that's the way those kids have the resources to do it. They can't afford to buy the big fancy steer, you know, from whatever state they choose to get them from, or from right here in Ohio. They get it from the calf scramble and feed those guys up and then also have a relationship with that cow and teach it to walk and groom it's quite an adventure. So I think it's a great thing to support, and so sales are going on today and tomorrow. So if you'd like to get out there and support the youth with their livestock projects, it would be a good investment in our community.
Dr. Brett Ellis joining us on Ask Brett the Vet on Rio Roots Radio as we keep it in the Buckeye State, but move out a little bit from the Greene County Fair. What's going on up in northern Ohio?
Yeah, so there's an oral rabies vaccination campaign. Back in 1996, they found a new strain of rabies in wild raccoons that came from Pennsylvania to northeastern Ohio. So what they're trying to do is keep it in that area and hopefully eventually get it out of that area, but to keep it from spreading, you know, further east, further west. They are dropping baits. So these are like a little chewy thing with a capsule in the middle that kind of explodes in their mouth. Now, not explode. It's not like a pop, but it's a little blister that will shoot the rabies vaccine to coat the tonsils and the tissues in the mouth, and that's how they're able to vaccinate all these raccoons. Now, they're dropping over a half a million of these guys, and you know they're targeting wild areas, you know, where there's lots of raccoons, but they're dropping from airplanes and helicopters. So there's a chance there's going to be some ended up in people's yards, people's driveways, and if you find them, certainly pick them up with gloves. The counties are Ashtabula, Belmont, Carroll, Columbiana, Geauga, Harrison, Jefferson, Lake, Mahoning, Monroe, Portage, and Trumbull counties. So if they're found, you just want to, and you're in the woods, you leave them. But if it's in your yard, you should pick it up and either put it in a place where your pet can't get it, like out in the woods, or you know where a place where a raccoon might be able to access that, or a skunk too. They're also having that issue. So. If your dog does eat it, it shouldn't cause any problems. Now, if a group of 10 fell out clumped together and your dog ate it all at once, I mean, that could give them some GI upset for sure, but it's not, there's no rabies virus in the vaccines. It is a gene associated vaccine, and there's no risk to your dogs or your cat that they ingest it. So, other than maybe an upset stomach. So just thought it was good information to get out there. If we have some listeners up in that area, or a lot of people go up to that area to, you know, go shopping in Amish country, take the dog. So I just thought it was good information and a good thing that the High Department of Health is doing to keep us and our pets safe from rabies. Cause again, there is no treatment for that thing. And if you get it, that's the show.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, that's it, isn't it?
Yep, yep. They had that guy that was doing, this doctor that was doing putting people into comas and putting them in ice baths to slow the brain down, slow the metabolism down, and they thought that was helping. But it turns out some people will recover from the rabies virus exposure and others don't. But there is a population of people. That's, you know, so a lot of money and a lot of stress, and it turns out that it's not really effective. So the people that made it through that treatment were going to make it anyway. So, yeah. So there's really not a treatment, but it is, you know, one of those things. We want to keep it away, and so it's, I thought it was good information to let people know what our state's doing to keep us safe.
Dr. Brett Ellis joining us on Ask Brett the Vet, as he does every Thursday at 9:30 on Real Roots Radio. Thank you, my friend. Good to hear from you, and we'll do it again next Thursday.
Yeah, I look forward to it. You guys take care, and get out there and enjoy this beautiful weather we're having.
That's exactly right.
All right. Be well.
All right. See you, man.